gone then. Pop off. Good boy, well done. Okay, let's go for it then, Vance. Morning, audio boo. I haven't done this for a little while. I thought I would give you a taste of my walk to work from the station. So I've just got off the train at platform 2 at Vauxhall. Find the step, Vance. Forward. And I'm going down the stairs. I have to say, there aren't as many people about this morning as I was expecting. Forward, Vance. I've been on later trains before with more people thundering down the steps here. Turning right at the bottom to go towards the barriers. Find the way, Vance. And I get Vance to tuck in on the right. Get in, Vance. Get in. Good boy. So we go through the wide gate. This time of the morning, it seems that everyone uses the wide gate. So we don't get quite such a clear run through. And putting it on the sensor, my Oyster card that is. Come on. Forward, Vance, find right. Right, Vance, that's it. Go out the right-hand door, the ticket office. So Vance will know that we're not going the normal way. Come on then, Vance. Hey, you're still trying to go the normal way, come on. Find right, Vance, find the steps. Good boy, come on then. Where's the steps, Handy? Come on. Good boy, forward. Okay, so this is a big iron footbridge which goes across several lanes worth of traffic on Forward Vance, what's known as the Vauxhall Gyratory, Vauxhall Cross Gyratory, I think, which is a huge, huge roundabout, probably a quarter of a mile in diameter. And we're sort of adjacent to the railway as we walk across here. And then we'll drop down in a moment and follow. Well, I don't know what the road's actually called there. Forward Vance, it could be still Albert Embankment. It might be something else. And the step, Vance. Forward, Vance. What is worth noting here, though, is that we are immediately across the road from the building that many people will know from... On you go, Vance. From James Bond films as the home of UK Secret Intelligence Service, MI6. Would have seen the rather imposing building as I believe James Bond speeds out down the Thames on a motorboat. Straight on, Vance. Sadly, no motorboat for us. Instead, we have a walk along this rather busy road. But the pleasure of it comes a little bit further down when we cross over to the left-hand side of the road, the western pavement, and walk along the river. Straight on, Vance. Good boy, Vance. Vance will stop for a toilet break up here, I think. There are a couple of little side roads coming in off the main road that are infrequently used by traffic, so they're safe enough to, pardon me, to use spending Vance. The pavement along here is quite wide, so Vance is... Are you going to go to the toilet, Handy? Good boy. Busy boy. Come on then, busy, busy. Easy boy. So Vance was taking a fairly sort of indirect path on it. Right, so Vance is going to the toilet now. There's a light breeze coming from... Oh, sorry.
So sorry.
Okay, find right, Vance. Somebody, forward, Vance. Illegally cycling on Forward Vance, sorry. Oh my goody art, we're doing well today. We get run over by a bike and a motorcyclist, almost anyway, in the space of 30 seconds. Vance, can we watch, please? Come on. It's meant to be your job is stopping this, it's not doing that. The first one wasn't your fault because you were cycling illegally on the pavement, but we probably didn't ought to have stepped out in front of the motorcycle. Straight on, Vance. Hand forward. I'm able to hear the train off to my right, that's east. Also lots of traffic on my left. There you go, Handy. Come on, big doggy, you find the way. Forward. Forward, friends. Crossing the exit or entrance or way to a petrol station here, with the rather pungent smell of fuel in the air. We'll have the opposite entrance exit way now. Forward, friends. What you won't have gathered since I've recorded this only using the earphone attached to, no, not the earphone, the microphone attached to my earphones, is that the sound of that train going past was echoing off a building across the road, so you had it on the right and on the left, which is slightly disconcerting. Okay, Vance, come on, you're going to find the box. There's a box. Oh, and we're off, I think. Come on, find the crossing, forward. Never beeps for long enough, this one. Forward, Vance. Still on it. Still on it. Off. Good boy, Vance. Well done. Come on. I have to say, the weather was rather nice earlier. I don't know what happened. It seems to have gone a bit more dingy and grey. So, we've just crossed over the road. As I said we would. On the left-hand side, we will be joining the river very shortly. And there's a whole line of Boris bikes up here that Vance is having to negotiate and avoid. Hopefully he's done a good job of that. And now here we are, alongside the Thames. Vance needs to do a big job, but there's nowhere left to do it now until the other side of the river. So my guess will be that we will have a little accident on the pavement, unfortunately. It's always a tricky one. Vance is not one to go when he's not feeling like it. And then invariably he gets the signal that he needs it, which is walking a little bit erratically, going faster and slower, as if he's sort of not quite picking up his legs properly. At the most inopportune of moments, like here, where there's nowhere to go. This road is far, far too busy to let him go in the curb. So anyway, we're walking alongside the Thames now. Opposite side of the river to here will be Millbank Tower and Tate Britain. Not much to report, I think, on the other side of the road from me here. I think somewhere up here is a large London fire station. We do have... Vance, come on! Going into sniffy mode. We do have a floating boat along here called the Thames Barge, which is quite good. Good boy, Vance, on you go. Come on, you. Ooh, Vance takes a good sniff of some rather horrible smelling bins there. So after Thames Barge, the next promontory into the water is a jetty for London Fire Brigade, and I think that's opposite the fire station. And I gather that the jetty there, and I've spoken to London firefighter before, building, the jetty has a building on the end of it, on the pontoon, and it's permanently manned. And I'm not sure how many boats they have, but it's in a part of the river where they have sufficient depth at all times of the day, as you'd expect, in order to come on, Vance, in order to be able to get out to wherever they need to. I know you need the toilet, Vance. I can't do a large amount about it, which I know is really reassuring. There's some light reflecting across the river, which I think must be bouncing off Millbank Tower, which is one of the largest towers in this part of London, or at least it was until they built that new one down at Vauxhall Cross, the one which I think nobody outside London really knew about until somebody very sadly hit it with a helicopter back at the start of the year. Anyway, we're now coming up to... All right, Vance is going to go to the... Vance, you're going to go to the right. Let's just at least get you against the wall, shall we? Come on, busy boy then. Yeah, all right. Okay, pit stop for Vance to pop to the loo. All right, Vance, good boy. Good boy. I think it's okay to praise him, because at least he went when I told him to, or even if he probably would have gone about 10 seconds later anyway. Is there nothing there? Oh, right, oh, thank you. Vance! Really helpful. Embarrassing. Okay, forward, Vance. Okay, so Vance has found the steps anyway. We're continuing up onto the bridge. Oi, oi! It's a step, you wait. Good boy. Forward. Come on. Come on, Vance, let's go. Come on, big doggy. Alright, so we've now turned left onto Lambeth Bridge. You can hear there's a lot more traffic. There's a bus going past. That'll be probably the 507, I would have thought. Walking on. It's a very uneven surface on this bridge. None of the paving slabs actually seem to meet properly. They're all at slightly funny angles. I don't know if this is a bad sign, whether it says anything about the structural safety of this bridge, or whether it's just that the underlying surface doesn't allow for a smooth upper surface to be joined onto it. I should say, by the way, it's quite unusual for me to be coming in at this time. I'm usually about an hour later than this, when I have an important meeting this morning. And hence, I decided, well, I needed to come in that bit earlier. And I decided to walk rather than take the bus, as I might also ordinarily do. Not only to give you a guided walk from Vauxhall to Westminster, but also because buses are a bit less reliable at this time in the morning with all the traffic about. Okay, well, we're coming down towards the north bank of the Thames now. You can hear the traffic slowing down for the roundabout at the end. This is where Vauxhall Bridge meets Horseferry Road and Millbank. No, it's not Vauxhall Bridge, it's Lambeth Bridge even. If I said Vauxhall at any other time, I was wrong. It's Lambeth Bridge. Find the way, Vance. Brain isn't quite attached. Come on then, let's find the way. Can you find the crossing, Andy? So I'm at each four each of the four exits off the roundabout, there's a zebra crossing. We are heading towards one of these now. Good boy, find the crossing. Forward. Good boy. Find the middle. There's the middle. And forward, Vance. Thank you to the traffic. Which, in true London style, continued not once I was off the crossing, as it should legally do, but as soon as I'd walked past it, in front of it. Right, we're on the final leg now. I hope you will forgive me if I don't take you right to the door of work. We will finish up. I can't speak. At Vance's spending park. Okay, we've come down to a junction. Forward, Vance. With some rather nasty bollards on it. I whacked my hand on a bollard like that last night, and I can vouch for the fact that they are painful. Don't do it. Pavement's a bit narrower here than it was at other stages. That's the bus stop. Down to another road crossing. Forward, Vance. Stand. Whoa! Forward, Vance. We had to do an emergency stop in the middle of the road there. That wasn't Vance's fault. Often you get vehicles parking on one side there and there isn't really much else you can do but to go for it and just be prepared to stop in the middle of the road. I did, however, take the earphone out of my right ear to make sure that I had full senses at that point as I anticipated potentially there being issues. Okay, so we're now coming up to the park. You can hear some building works across the road there from a new block of flats being built. Westminster seems to be full of flats going up at the moment. So if you want to live within a stone's throw of the Palace of Westminster and you have a fairly large cheque to hand, now is your chance. Vance, we're not going in here. No? Normally he dives in here. Come on, you. Can do a busy. No? All right, then. Well, I need to pause here anyway to stop this recording. Yeah. So, hope you enjoyed that, everybody. That was an autumn walk to work.